Welcome to our salvos. Here we are. This is a really full-on day in Christchurch, New Zealand. We're here in Melbourne, and we've got Brad Ellis is here from 614 in Melbourne, and we're going to talk to him about an album that he's doing later tonight, probably about 2 a.m. we'll start doing that. We've been running really late and had a lot of problems. Yeah. But we have on the line with us it sounds like the men of the Cope family in Wellington, New Zealand. Hello, guys. I think we've got so we've got Phil and then Christopher.
Yep.
And the dad was it
Rob?
Okay.
Yeah, Rob.
Nice. We had you on Skype and had your beautiful faces, but the audio was terrible. And so now we have you on phone. It's working a lot better. Sorry if we go over a bit of ground that you've already talked about, but we can hear you much better now. Could you give us a Phil? Could you just give a quick overview of what happened today in Christchurch?
About 10 to 1, there was a 6.3 magnitude earthquake. It was centered about 5 kilometres underground and very near the city centre, just in the harbour. It's a lot more damage than the September 4 earthquake. Mm. A lot more people about. It's just way more carnage than last time.
Wow. So now you have your Phil. You have your mother and your sister who live.
Yep.
In Christchurch.
Yeah, they live in Avonside, Avondale.
Okay. And so, tell me what happened. What happened with them today? They were at home when the quake hit.
Yeah, they're at home. Thankfully, my little sister had a half day at school, so she was actually at home with my mum.
Huh.
Fantastic. Dad actually flew out 10 minutes before the quake hit to come up to Wellington for a candidates meeting. And then he was due to drive out with me to Auckland tomorrow, but he'll be flying back to Christchurch to catch up with mum and Vanessa.
Yeah.
But they're safe. The house has been hit really badly. A lot of the Salvation Army centres down there have actually been hit quite badly too. So the main problem is the liquefaction. Basically, the dirt's just turning into a liquid and coming up out of the ground any way it can. So the house has a gigantic crack right through the middle of it.
Wow.
So they're currently staying at they're staying across the road with the neighbours tonight. Their house doesn't appear to have.
No power, no water.
Yeah,
there's no power, no water.
No sewage. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Wow. Major, what's your appointment?
I'm the Divisional Youth Secretary for the South Island of New Zealand.
Huh. Wow. And so are you based at the DHQ in Christchurch, is that right?
Yeah, I'm based at the DHQ in Christchurch and been talking to one of the staff members there today, and everybody got out safe, although the building's a bit of a mess, and every Salvation Army core building in Christchurch is damaged. Some of them probably won't be able to be used again, so yeah, it's not happy down there.
Yeah. So there's a Christchurch City Corps. Is there other corps in Christchurch?
Yeah. There's 6 corps in Christchurch, and I think every one of their buildings has been damaged. We've had no reports of any Sallys dead yet, but there's 65 people confirmed dead so far in Christchurch.
Mm. Wow. So, Christopher, you work at THQ in Wellington. That is. So, what were you doing, and how did you hear about it, and what was going on at THQ?
When I heard about the quake, I left my lunch break, and I got a text from a friend who works for the Earthquake Commission, and they're kind of the first people to know in New Zealand about all these kind of things. So she sent me a text, so I quickly rushed back to the office to, you know, double check her, what she was saying. And my initial thoughts was, you know, my family, okay, things like that, because I knew they were down there. But TXQ was kind of all on board, pretty much straight away. As far as I'm aware, just reading the reports already, the Salvation Army has assisted over 1,000 people, and some of the welfare centres have over 1,500 meals already out there. And the community, the emergency services have already sort of gathered their teams as soon as they can to get stuff going. So quite good response by the Army from what I've heard and seen, and I wouldn't be surprised if it gets a lot more intense over the next few days.
Yeah. Well, we don't want to hold you guys up too much. We're having a conversation on our salvos. There's quite a few people that were jumping on. There's a there's a lot of followers of our salvos in New Zealand, and so there was a few people that were chatting about it. And Phil, you've been on quite a lot, and so it was great to hear from you and hear that your family particularly are safe, and that everything's okay there. We wanted to hear directly from you. We want to be able to pray for you, but I just wanted to hear if there's anything that you think specifically that salvos around the world that are particularly interested and prayerful. If there's some specific things that we could be praying for that you know of.
Definitely just the safety of everyone down there. I guess like praying for, they're not going to have power or water for the next few days, if not weeks. That's going to, affect Christchurch really badly, so pray for that. And the Salvation Army's probably main role over, I guess, the coming months, and has been since the first earthquake, is to assist with the welfare and the psychosocial support in terms of counselling and support of those who have, I guess, you know, psychologically been involved in what's happened with grieving for losses, etc. The stress levels there are through the roof.
Right.
This earthquake will probably drive a lot of the people out of the city. So I guess prayer for peace.
Yeah.
And prayer for the church down there as a whole, not just the Sallys, because, you know, just so much, the church is just really pulling together down there and get out there and just being Jesus to people. And, just pray for them, eh?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, I just want to thank you guys for talking to us, but sharing the word around the Salvo world as well. It's amazing how the internet was just crazy with I heard about it sort of within about half an hour, and then I saw pictures and Twitter was just going crazy with pictures, and
yeah.
There was some YouTube videos up that were up really early, and then the TV was on, and they were just using YouTube videos and things that everyone was seeing as well. And the same thing was sort of happening with salvos as well across the world. We're wanting to know what was going on with Salvation Army soldiers and officers and people all involved in the Salvation Army, as well as the buildings. So it was good. So far, we think that there is no one involved with the Salvation Army that has been hurt, which is good news. But the toll is at 65, looking at getting a lot worse, probably as more and more bodies are found. But we just want to offer up some prayer. People in the chat room, there's a few that we have on tonight. If you would like to pray as well, we can read out those prayers. We will no doubt be following this on our salvos, and when we get updates, we'll certainly share them with you. Major David Ebel, that we had on last week from San Diego in California, is a... he's kind of like an expert in disaster response. He's been on iSalvos the last couple of hours, and he had to go to bed. It was sort of 1 or 2 a.m. in the morning, and so he's gone off to bed. But he is offering whatever support and help that he can be, whether that's personally with people that are dealing with stuff. And so iSalvos, hopefully, I think for some people, obviously with no power and internet, assuming in Christchurch, it's going to be difficult. But there is people who would have family and friends and sometimes can feel very separate and isolated and useless in times like this. If we can help at all, Major David is someone who is skilled in this and has some real practical steps that can help with this sort of stuff. And so he will be around in the chat room in iSalvos over the next few days regularly. And so if you look out for him, we can continue discussion specifically around this stuff. But just want to pray. Brad, do you want to offer up a prayer?
Yeah, I'd love
for
to.
The guys. Yeah, it'd be great.
And we are really thinking of you guys over there. I saw some images on the TV, and it's just incomprehensible, actually, what's going over there. So we're really thinking and praying for you guys. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, God, we just really come before you now, and we just want to thank you for allowing us to speak with these three amazing people in New Zealand right now that are just letting us know what's happening over there. God, they're in such turmoil and in need of your presence and your peace to just come and fall upon that country. Lord God, we just ask that in these times that you just really speak deeply into people's lives when they may feel really broken and dismayed by what's happened. We just ask for your comfort to be around people who have been just affected so deeply by this quake. And Heavenly Father God, we just ask in Jesus' name that you get around people, especially over the next couple of days, months, and years when this stuff will still affect them. And I pray that your amazing sense of peace and love just fall upon New Zealand right now. We pray in Jesus' name. And be with Chris and Phil and Rob. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you. Thank you, guys. And we'll probably get some updates from you as well. We kind of neglected to say some of the praise points that we have in there as well. We heard some reports there before that there was a doctor's conference going on in Christchurch with something like 400 doctors, which were able to just... Yeah. Did you hear about that?
Yeah. So there's a doctor's conference with about 400 doctors there. So they're equipped well with the kind of medical personnel. Military were doing a training exercise also, not far out of Christchurch, so they were able to respond really quickly. Yeah, there's just been lots of little things kind of like that which have been able to help and made a huge difference.
So then there was a lot of people sort of stranded in airports as well, and I heard some reports about people opening their houses. Did you hear about that?
Here in Wellington, they've had people arriving from Christchurch or are due to arrive from Christchurch on flights booked over the next couple of days. The airport has issued out over Facebook, just people willing to open up their homes for people who don't have anywhere to stay. And that's getting a really good response. So we encourage people, I don't know if there's anyone else here from Wellington, but if you're from Wellington, then yeah, go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just your lounge. I'm sure you can spare that for a couple of days.
That's right. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Well, it's getting really late there for you, and so you're probably not going to get a lot of sleep, but we're thinking of you and thankful for coming on and sharing with the Salvo world what's going on. And as I say, iSalvos can be a bit of a platform for getting information out. And if there's some real specific things that you guys think of, then post that on iSalvos and we'll let the world know and we can pray about those things. But we're just really thinking of you guys, and we're thankful that we in the Salvation Army particularly, are not just a bunch of local churches. We are one global movement. And when things like this happen, there is no doubt that we will all not only give prayer support, but I'm sure that there is conversations going around, probably even within Melbourne here and in Sydney at our THQs about groups of people that will be able to come over and help out. And so I'm sure that that's happening right now too. So be assured of our prayer and our support. So,
well, thanks so much.
Thank you, guys.
See you, guys.
See you later.
Yeah, bye.
Nice. Well, you know, it's interesting with our salvos that we it feels like the journey that we've gone on over the 50 times that we've done this, that we've often had these things that happen in the world, and sometimes we'll have planned that we'll do some things, like tonight. We want to talk about your album and stuff, and then something like this happens, and
a lot more important things.
Yeah, and we kind of want to talk about it, and then it's just amazing how we can get people on the line. Like when Haiti earthquake happened, you know, and we had Stephen Williamson was over there, and so we're able to chat with him. And it just really is amazing, the technology and connecting people. But they're expecting it more and more. People want to to see awesome. It, you know. So, but stuff goes on, you know, and there's all sorts of exciting things that are going on, and so we want to talk to you about this album.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, thank you.
What I'm thinking is that this, I'm going to separate this as two different videos. And so now is a time to turn the page and start the next video. But I'm just thinking that we'll split it, and so that people that want to watch things about specifically about the earthquake, then this will be one video, and then we'll talk to Brad about the album. So nice.